Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And friends, we are back with a follow-up.
Yeah, well, this is unexpected. We're in your car right now.
We are.
Outside of Cherry Street Pub in Lancaster, Ohio. Little local plug.
Yeah.
And we've been on such a high this week that we're not even a full week out from LEP3. We're on such a high that Ez, God, the sweetheart he is.
Yeah.
I need this, my uncle's ladder. That's the name of our new album coming out. My Uncle's Ladder with the Shire Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, you know, in the shuffle of last week, I'd brought more than I thought I needed. Well, I thought I needed everything, but all the stuff you take up to Mount Vernon, we're using as in Lottie's garage as a home base, you know, because the venue wasn't open until the morning of, so we needed a place to store stuff. Took this this ladder up there, and I went to go work on our bedroom and bathroom, which we're working on finishing up this week, and I'm like, Ty can't get out. I don't have the ladder. I don't have the ladder. My uncle's ladder. Not Jacob's ladder, but my uncle. His name's Bob. Shout out to Uncle Bob. He's amazing.
Hey, Bob.
And but anyway, I was like, dude, is there any way I can get that ladder? He goes, this was last night, dude.
This is perfect. I'm so glad
you asked. This was last night. Ez goes, yeah. You know what, dude? I'll come down tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Fellas, ladies, you need a friend like Ez. Well, now a lot of you have a friend like Ez, actually, after LEP.
Amen, dude.
But so anyway,
dude.
All that to say, it's unexpected. The friendships, you know, it was so amazing. Like, reigniting old friendships,
mm-hmm.
making new friendships, and then making friends with, like bringing online friendships to life.
Heck yeah. Yeah, dude. Can I say, it was, I mentioned this to several people afterwards at we went to Happy Street Brewery, which I just figured out. It's Gay Street.
Gay Street, yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't figure that out. Oh, okay.
The epiphany strikes.
Wow, it's, I drive past it every day. I'm like, oh, that's a cool name. It's a cool name, dude. And I'm driving on Gay Street. I just, oh. Anyway, classic Ez. Just classic Ez. But, dude,
yeah.
So when we were there, afterwards, we had some wrap-up. And, man, some of you probably saw, everyone who was there, first of all, freaking love every single one of you.
Yeah.
Every single one of you,
yeah.
I love. If my, yeah. I'll be honest with you, if my worst enemy would have showed up to that, I probably would have been like, love you.
Could have.
It legitimately
they
would have. They could have.
Yeah.
They were nearby. They I wish they would have. I wish they would have.
I know. We just talked about this.
And yeah. Sincerely.
Yeah, he's not joking.
After
around.
Talking to Susie.
Yeah.
The one old of our Shire original Shire Rats.
OG.
Like, God, it felt so good to just heal. And I want that for everybody, because I'm telling you, man, we went to Happy Street, and I just, first of all, I was healing the night before, Friday night, and then Saturday morning and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing all this healing except for when I was cooking those dogs.
Yeah, dude, you were doing a lot of sweating then, I'm sure.
God, dude.
I didn't get to witness it.
Those glizzies were
dripping.
Dude, I cannot tell you. Lottie came home, and she was like, what happened? What happened? There's hot dog juice all over the place, dude. I mean, there was hot dog juice everywhere, bro. There was bags of hot dog. You could see from the kitchen,
there
was. I dropped a bag there. I had one fumbled. I fumbled a dog in there, like two dogs in the. They were everywhere. They were everywhere. I mean, now everybody who ate the dogs there, I did not pick them up on the floor. They're clean. They were good dogs. But I mean, God, we had so many packs, and I was rushing to get those dogs cooked. This was like 11 o'clock. I ordered pizza at 10:30 because I thought I might not get the dogs done.
The great trial of Gandalf the Grey
was a Balrog. The great trial of the flannel wizard was hot dogs.
Hot dogs, dude.
100%.
That almost took me down. I was talking to Alex from Booze and Booze, and yeah, we all thought it was the soup that was going to take me down. But, dude,
the dogs.
It was the dogs got me. I mean, I hope, thank God. I knew I was going to talk about this at some point, and it just felt right to throw it in there because, man, it was a mess.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I care so much about you guys that, like, I went to go – here, okay, real quick. Yeah. This, I think people love this. My sister was supposed to come over and light the charcoal grill, have mm-hmm. it ready for me, blah, blah, blah. It's Benny's mm-hmm. birthday, and mm-hmm. as you were there at LEP3, he showed up, and I was great, and I got mm-hmm. to – he loved that. He thought it was so cool because mm-hmm. he was on the podcast. Later, yep. he was talking about it, you yep. know. Thought he was a little celebrity. So that was yeah. cool. That was yeah. So thanks for that, guys. So she wasn't there, and I was like, God dang. Okay, so I started this. Started this grill around, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe 7:30, thinking, all right, let this bad boy warm up.
Yeah, dude.
You know
it was,
I mean?
It was dead.
It was
by
dead.
By the time you got back, for dead. Sure. Dude.
It was dead. So, and I'm in there trying to bring it to life. I got my first pack of hot dogs in there. And, dude, wouldn't you know, man, I'm trying to get it going. I got the hot dogs on. God, dude, just the coal dust. Just the charcoal dust all over them dogs.
All over the dogs, dude.
All over them dogs. And I thought,
oh,
God
my
dang.
Gosh.
And I just was like, so that was bad. And it was like two packs.
Dirty dogs.
Two packs in there. So I, yeah, they're dirty. And but now, those of you who ate the dog, somebody's like probably getting
gagging.
Gagging. Like, it's
just
dog.
Dirty dog.
No. Because I care about you guys and I respect you way too much. Especially, yeah. You guys are friends. You guys are brothers and sisters, man. Like, yeah. This is, that meeting was so holy.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was
yeah,
seriously
it was amazing, yeah.
So good. And I think Tolkien would have loved every bit of it. And I feel like you and I were talking about the difference between the march. I'll go ahead and say it. The difference between the march in Mount Vernon and the difference between what you and I did, totally different. They're totally different things. Yeah. And again, thanks to Steve for kind of supporting us out there on the march and talking about the pod and sharing us, because I think Tolkien would have loved what we did. I think he would love.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the march, like, again, I'm glad everyone had fun with that and it was cool, but the spirit of this is sitting around,
yeah,
and talking and
yeah.
We about lost our minds trying to make all that food and bring everything in
we did.
And bring all the stuff up and
there were so many people that came. Well, so Susie and Ethan always show up early to help. They're such helpful people. We had John and Elena. First of all, can we talk about? I'll get back to this in 1 second. I promise. As a small sidebar, how many Numenoreans were present?
Oh,
I mean, you and I are.
You're
taller than me. I'm average size. You're above average. And I was looking up to dang near half the attendees,
it.
Man.
Loved it.
It was amazing. So
straight
just
out
so
of
many. I mean, you got Sam. You got Andrew.
Yeah.
You got John.
Yep.
You got so many tall people. I mean, even Bryson and Jared were tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex and the Danville boys. They weren't small
people.
No. I was just like, man. All, and like really tall women too. I'm like, what planet are we on here?
Where we on? It was great.
Lottie's over there casting shadows. Like
I know.
Tower, you know. I'm just like, wow. But anyway, they showed up early to help, and it's one of those things too, where it's like, you know, I told them, I'm like, you get to see us in full Bilbo mode
for sure.
I was like, this is part of the fun. Hopefully, anyway, when you come to an LEP, is you get to see me and Ez running around sweating, and I was like, because you were making those dogs, and I remember. Lottie and I were starting to get a little nervous. I'm like, you think? I was like, I was looking at the clock. I'm like, Ez should have been back by now. Is Ez coming back? Is he coming? Is he pulling a Gandalf?
I wanted to tell you why.
That's
what I wanted to tell you. I had to tell you the story.
But in years past, I probably would have been more sweaty. I'm like, nah, he's got it, dude. He's got it. And I was like, I got plenty to do here. And it was
thank
so
God
cool.
You did. I'm so glad.
Oh, dude,
thank you.
No. Same, bro. You were shuttling stuff back and forth, and yeah. It was an amazing thing to for people to be able to see that, for us to be able to provide, a fun I mean, that's the thing, right? That's the thing about LEPs. It's all about social. It's about the connections. It's about friendships. It's about getting that time to get into, you know, whatever conversation you want to have. And it was really cool. One of the highlights of this LEP that I was blown away by and surprised by was the kids. The amount of kids that were there. There was many children as there were adults. And I just thought, you know, the Ripley brothers who could easily play Elrond's sons. Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were there with their wives and their kids and all dressed up. They looked like they stepped right out of the pages.
Dude, that was so cool. I wish we could have spent more time with them.
I know. Well, they had to get the kids like a nap, you know. Yep. And that was so funny. And, like, same thing with Ariel, Sam's wife. She was, you know – And it was so good, like taking care of the kids so Sam could hang up a little bit longer. And but he was always with one of his sons, you know. Yeah. And yeah, just that whole feeling of people wanting to have their kids there. And I, of course, like this was the one year I had no coloring sheets. I had no sidewalk chalk. I had no bubbles.
We were far from home
that way. But I was like, but it didn't matter. The kids were there. Oh, and then all the kids who were doing the trivia, Joe's friends.
Yes.
That were winning all the trivia questions.
They were killing it.
And
loved
right
it.
Before the boy, was his name really Thorin?
I don't know.
His nickname was Thorin. He had come up to me right before and he was like, hey, are we going to do anything for the kids? And I'm like, oh damn, dude, I was like a kid asking me that, like my elementary teacher.
Yeah.
Heart was like, I have failed.
I have failed. Yeah,
failed them,
yeah,
the
I know.
Children. I, who shall lead them? Not I, Lord. And so, but oddly enough, they had such a blast answering the questions,
they
coming
loved
up
it.
And raiding our
they
prizes,
get to pick
which
stuff.
Is great. They
yes,
got the
yes,
Warlord
yes.
or Hiram figures. They got yep. T-shirts and books.
Yep.
All these
yep.
cool things that have been sitting in my garage. But, you know, that was the fun thing. It really did feel like a hobby party. You had Bill Joe Baggins out there. You had, I mean, gosh, everyone we got to meet, the Danville boys and their wives.
Oh, dude.
We got to spend time with Dave Fogle was there with his
yep.
wife and
yep.
his son. We got to see Andrew Hill come in from Tennessee, sleeping in his car in the parking lot. We got to see
great dude
Philip and Shelby. We got to meet Nate and his wife. I mean, there were just like I'm gonna forget people too.
Casey,
huge, came up and gave us this real heartfelt, very quiet. She said, I don't
yeah.
talk much. I remembered Casey yeah. from like our Instagram and Facebook, and she was like, you know, gave this heartfelt message to us, which was just like amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Hanging out with Steve, dude. Steve gonna get me in some trouble.
I said
whatever. Jared, who was our custodian there, he was amazing. He was like,
oh yeah,
he and Joe Lewis had an interaction. I'm like, you guys come from the same DNA pool. Me and Steve come from the same DNA
yes,
pool. We
do.
Had some
yes,
amazing moments, some great talks. We had some smokes and some conversations. Tina and Josh Dalkey being there.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Dr. Damien.
Dude, I got a free evaluation, dude.
And his son showed up. Yes,
oh,
he saved your life, bro.
He saved
your
me so much
life.
Money.
Yes, dude.
He saved me so much, like, trouble and woe on my shoulder. Guys, we were in
yes.
paragraphs. I got real quick, shout out to him because he was such a good – he was talking to Josh and Tina for a long
yeah,
time.
Long, they spent the whole first night together.
Yeah, so they were –
I thought they were all there together.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they're chatting up. It's kind of who kind of came in first and who came
yes.
in when and where and
yes.
all that kind of stuff. And, dude, we're in paragraphs, and somebody – it was Ethan told me this guy – I think it was Ethan or Josh, one of the two, who said that he works on shoulders. I was like, where's the line?
Yeah.
Where's
yeah,
the line, dude? Like, so he was – man, he was amazing. And
yeah.
such a good dude. Such a – just like-minded people that were – it was so good
yeah.
and wholesome. The conversations were great. They
yeah.
were inspiring.
Yeah.
Motivating.
Yep.
Just
John
really
and Elena,
motivating.
Seeing they were amazing to talk to. Get to
oh,
we
God,
were in the
yeah.
in the snug together that first night at Bickerdike, and we got to talk about, like, you know, what they thought of the show, what they think of the movies. John reminded me of, and Elena was amazing. She was always helping with everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Yep. An incredible couple.
Agreed.
And John reminded me of a tall, like a giant Kurt Jones that was bald. Like, there was something about him.
Yeah,
I'm like, I
yeah.
can't wait for him and Kurt Jones to meet because it's going to be like looking in the mirror or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar vibe, similar energy. Yeah, dude. I mean, then you had, oh my gosh, you had Amanda.
Oh, Amanda Ryan.
Amanda
just,
was there.
Gosh,
and you got Amanda and you got Tony, who decided
dude.
To come out on a whim.
Flew out on a whim.
Flew
just
out on
crazy.
A whim. You got Mike Charles and Kelly and their
yeah.
girls were
yep.
there and Donna Charles. And I mean, the
Your
New Yorkers.
Your mom was there.
My mom was there. Mama Smith was there.
Yeah, dude.
The Smith Six were there, which, of course, was, you know, my favorite part of the whole thing. It was just so cool and really cool seeing, like, people come meet Vigo, right?
Yeah.
Seeing people come meet the kids, seeing people meet Lucas,
yeah.
right? And these
yeah.
kids kind of, like, Vigo was so, dude, he always eyes up other kids, right? He was
yeah.
looking, there was this moment where he was looking over at Baron.
Yeah.
And he was just looking at me. He's like, what's that boy doing, Daddy? I'm like,
yeah.
he's looking at you, man. He
yeah.
said, get over here. He said, tell him get over here.
Yeah.
Go over here, Baron.
Yeah,
know, like
yeah,
all
yeah,
this cool
yeah.
stuff. And yeah, it was incredible. The New Yorkers, who I didn't get to meet. Did you meet them?
So I sent Joe over. And here's the thing. This is what happens when there's so many people and there's so many things going on.
Yes.
Like, we were about to break into the live show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was mid-conversation with Susie and Ethan. And I saw Joe, and I was like, because Joe's kind of our third.
Yep.
He's kind of an extension of
my, yeah, dude. He's our.
He's I don't know what he is.
He's our social lubricant.
I freaking love him. But I was like, Joe, hey, you know, I haven't had a chance to touch base with them. I barely got to talk
yeah.
to the Ripleys.
Yeah, I know.
So I was
believe
like,
it or not.
Believe it or not. Yeah. God. was, so I sent Joe over there, and he sat down and talked with them a while. So I it just they I did go over and talked about their costume, shook their hand, and all that kind of stuff. So that was cool for just a split second. Yeah. But, man, so glad that they came out. And hopefully, I think they went to the march. I'm not sure. So that was kind of the combo was like a lot of people got caught up in the march in the morning, which was also good. I'm glad people got out. People got tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tattoos. So many tattoos.
Cameron and
Courtney. Yeah, dude. Cam and Courtney, baby. Oh my goodness. Just the power couple. Joey Dreyfuss was there and Hannah.
God.
We got to meet their kids. Dude, it was just, it was magical. Tino. Meeting Tino and his wife and their son.
I love Tino.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, I want more time with Tino.
We literally have heard Tino's voice on the pod numerous times.
He calls my birthday brother. We were born on the same day, man.
He snuck in there on me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Did you see me? We were recording. I turned. I was like, Tino, what the heck?
Yeah.
Sitting right behind us. With his family. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, like, it literally was almost like he had the ring on, and he like took it off and appeared in the venue. I was like, where did he come from?
I know.
So that was pretty cool.
And then you got, David and Crystal. And Ezra, and just seeing David, I know. Listen, man, I know you're a little sore. You didn't win. You would never admit this.
Oh,
you would never admit this.
He,
and man, his production value. We're gonna blame Bill Joe Baggins again. I'm gonna say it to say it to David. I'm gonna say that to Susie.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. God, man, those cookies. Those they had my mom's vote.
Now, Stephen. I mean, Stephen won us over. I mean,
and I think I had some influence because Stephen won me over.
Oh, big time.
You know, and I think Ez was kind of like, dude, you know, local potatoes from my county.
I know, he was really.
And then Joe literally, should we share this?
Yeah.
Joe literally leaned and he goes, I mean, he's the newcomer. Let's give it to the newcomer. I was like, Joe, you can't. Yeah, I was like, this is like election rigged to the. Never going to have another potato cookout. We'll have at least three people. I know
Well, we will. Well, 1 year Susie's is going to win. And your mom voted for Susie's. So
she did.
Were like. Susie told me, she's like, actually, I got Lane's mom's vote.
And that's
like,
all that matters.
I'm good.
is a huge stamp of approval. But, yeah, seeing him on the – I mean, he illegally brought some, you know, some propane, might have. But he was frying out in the
so
outside
cool.
of the building, which was amazing.
So
but,
cool.
Yeah,
dedication.
Seeing little Ezra run around was fun, too. And talking to Crystal about, you know – dude, in all three. So this is cool because you got crossovers from – now concerning Hobbits, right? And I'm thinking about there were a lot of cast members that were there.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Charles, you, Lottie, you've got the three remarkable sisters.
The Took sisters.
Yeah,
right?
The three remarkable daughters of the Took, the old Took. That was so cool to see them together to take a picture. Dude.
Yeah, man.
It was mind boggling. And then, you know, talking to Bryce and Jared about like golfing. They tried to get into a local golf course and couldn't. I'm like, next time get with Ez.
Dude.
Talk to Ez about this.
Yeah, we need to set something up more like where we could go golfing or we could do something even more.
Like an outing.
Yes.
We almost have an outing.
We typically take Friday off.
We do.
So it's like, dude, we could have been golfing Friday morning.
Could have been.
And then
could've
had some drinks and stuff.
Dang,
yeah, like
dude,
that
would
have been. We'll have to kind of. Yeah, we'll have to think through
next
that next
time.
Year. But dude, I'm so glad Bryce made it, man, because he was like, not sure if I can make it to Paragraphs, and he got there.
Did you see
so
Jared's
like,
tattoo, too, by the way? He had like a full inside cuff that was like. Underreel and the map of Middle Earth.
Holies.
Yeah, that was the cool thing too, is seeing all that ink.
Yeah.
Seeing all that really cool ink. And then at the end of the night, getting to see Rachel and Max was awesome. They came over and hung out for a little bit, and they were obviously exhausted. They had just gotten married.
Right.
And then finished coordinating all the stuff for the
march.
Congrats
to them. Big time.
Huge congrats.
They had a big theme of like Lord of the Rings and Hobbit and stuff.
Dude.
I was
concerning
like.
Concerning Hobbits, was she walked down to the aisle?
I got
to
say.
Down the aisle to that? Yeah.
And so did Cam and Courtney. So
I know.
I'm proud of these two. I'm proud of these two couples.
Yeah,
like,
prodigies.
That was pretty legendary.
That is legendary. So. Yeah, it was an amazing time, man. You know, and then just, you know, there was that moment too where you step back and, you know, having. I think there was probably way more perspective than there should have been, because there was like, what, 6 years in between?
Dude,
two and three.
Yep.
And John had reminded us of this. We had totally forgotten, dude, that he was ready to come like 5 years ago when LEP3 was going to happen in the COVID year.
Yeah.
And we had forgotten how close we got. I think we ran all the way up to like August, July or August, and then said, guys, we're not going to be able to do
it.
You know, because like we were going into a school year where – like, I was online.
Yeah, I was hybrid.
Coming with masks and stuff. And we were like, maybe we just shouldn't. We didn't know exactly what the pandemic was all about. And so we kind of held off at that point and just never, you know. And again, all credit's got to go to
David Downing, Kurt Jones, and Mike Charles last year at our golf outing, sitting around, and we were just, you know, we were reminiscing about old get-togethers we've had, whether it be going to see movies or talking about the TV show, watching the finale in the backyard,
yes.
Or LEPs or previous golf outings, and they were like, you know, I think it was Mike was like, what, are we going to ever have another, is LEP 3, when's it actually going to happen? And I was like, would you guys want it to happen? All three, yes, yes, yes.
Yep, yep.
And, yeah, dude, it was just, I don't know, I kept telling people too. I was like, "This right here is going to fuel Ez and I in ways," and that's we can kind of get into that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to, but too many memories to even hash out. And then I think, I don't know. It's good to just have them. It's good to not, you know, to keep them at the party. To keep them in your memories. You don't have to share everything.
No.
But yeah. The takeaway was, you know, seeing so many kids. And then I thought about this too, like people feeling safe enough to bring their families
for sure
around a couple crazy guys. You know what I'm saying? And that made me feel warm. That made me feel like there was a real Hobbit spirit.
Me too.
And that they wanted them there, right? And and even though they were ready to go take a nap, they were ready to be done. There wasn't tons of kid stuff. They stuck together. They played. They had fun.
They were running around, man. Ezra was leading the charge, but
yeah, dude, he's a wild man.
Oh, God.
I didn't know. Okay, so a little funny joke a story about Ezra. I didn't know that Crystal told me this after the fact. He likes doing those taps when they go to weddings or parties or whatever.
Ooh,
we had one of those jars with a tap on it for the lemonade.
Yeah.
And I went over, I'm like, hey, we were going over at the same time and we kind of bumped into each other. I'm like, hey, buddy. I was like, you want some? He was walking over with his cup and I was like, you want some lemonade? And he goes, yeah. Did one of those toddler nods. And I'm like, okay, man, come on over. And I poured it for him and he walked away. He looked so disappointed. I'm like, wow, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Did I do something wrong? What I do? Do you want something else?
How dare you?
And she goes, he usually likes to do it himself.
Yeah, how dare you?
And I was like, dude, I'm like, what a David Downing thing. To be like, hey, I wanted to do that myself, man. But
yeah,
I caught him
over there one time. There was literally a full pink lemonade cup almost overflowing into the ice.
It all went to him.
And I was like, dang.
He drank that whole thing.
I looked around for the culprit, none to be found. Gosh, and I saw him over there sitting at his chair. Yep. Staring at it.
Yep, yep. And he had those cute overalls on, running around barefoot. And then, like, you know, there were pregnant ladies there. There were newborns. Yes. There were kids. And then the family aspect was something that hit me on a whole new level. And then, you know, you sit around and you're like, you miss certain people, right? There's people that you're like, man, they would love that. And it was that kind of thing. It was like, they would love this right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
They would enjoy this. You know?
And that's what I was getting to when I first started. Like, there's people who like came before and who have been around in the past, and if you're listening, you still are around. God, we love you.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I sincerely can say, like I feel so good about this last set. This it just healed me in so many ways, man. It honestly made me feel so good, so inspired to the point where I'm just like, and actually, Alex, shout out to Alex because I was reading his letter that he sent us last night, and in part of it, he said to me. He addressed it to both me and you, and this is from this is Booze and Booze, by
Booze
the way.
Booze and Booze, go listen.
Check him out, man. Yep. So, I mean, it's literally such a good dude.
Yeah.
He was saying to me something like, every time he came back to the pod, he heard me being positive, and I've always tried to be as positive as I can be, and put like, I mean, dude, even with Rings of Power, like people know we actually talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
we literally tried, dude.
Like I.
Hey, what did that Andrew say? Episodes 1 and 2, a masterpiece.
He read our title.
He read our title.
an absolute masterpiece.
Son of a gun.
Eat those
dude.
Words, fellas. I mean, God. But it was like, we hyped it for so many long. Yeah, so we try to be positive. And I guess I just want to say to anybody and everybody, you know, it's just like as a teacher, man, like, I don't know. Every day, we're all human.
Yeah.
Everybody has a lot going on. They have their own lives and different things that's from their perspective, this one thing means the world to them, or what one person said could mean the world to that to them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I always feel like I don't feel like I ever said anything that would really offend anybody.
Yeah.
But I have enough. I have a big enough heart to say that like if I did. As a sorry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I sincerely love you.
Same here,
I don't think that anything I did like maybe should have made people feel that way, but again, that's just perception. So that's just perspective and differences and stuff and not knowing where people are in life,
what you're going, the context
of your life when you heard me say something on an episode or in real life or whatever, like that can I don't know. I always want to keep that in mind because dude, if you're in a negative place and you're listening to something, we say something that triggers you, like, you know, yeah. nobody means to do that.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just,
no. No, yeah,
so
yeah.
what I saw at this party was just really, I don't know, man, just a lot of love and a lot of just friendship, brotherhood. I just felt, I felt surrounded by good people with good values who are trying to do the best in life and who are just stand up. Knockout awesome freaking people.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel so good and so inspired
me
to have
too.
Those people around.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
And I want everybody to have the same feelings that we had, sort of. And I want people to come and experience LEP4, you know, because I think you'll get some of those vibes. Like, I was watching Josh and Damian talk. I was watching, you know, Bill Joe walk around to different groups and other groups intermingle and stuff
that
like that.
It was, isn't that always the best part?
Yeah.
I told someone, I can't remember who I told, but I was like, the best part for me and Ez, we've kind of talked about, you know, several times over the years, is anytime we do something like that, whether it's an LEP or we go watch a movie together or whatever, is to step back. War of the Rohirrim, most recently, we saw that, you know, with like you had Kevin, you had David, you had Cam, you had Joe, you had Mike. And then you know, you kind of step back and you like see people, different, you know, everybody kind of in isolation or in different groups, and then those groups get together and they mix and you're oh dude, it's so cool to see that happening.
It's a fellowship coming together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like when you see the fellowship walking around, or like most recently I just watched the clip, after Gandalf, you know, falls and it's got, you've got Merry holding Pippin and Legolas is kind of off. That's a terrible example because they're like mourning. But anyway, you know, you see like Boromir grabbing, you know, Gimli, and it's like these combinations you don't think of or you've never seen before that you get to see in the flesh.
Yeah.
And people having a good time. And, you know, like memories are being made, good memories, friendships are being formed and forged or strengthened. And yeah, it's just like there's so much of that. And we heard that a lot. We heard a lot of people saying, like, you know, That's the thing that we enjoyed about the podcast originally was, you know, that you guys, Lane and Ez, you would get on there and it was like you would have, you know, it was candor and it was candid, and you wouldn't pull anything back. Like if you felt a certain way, you would share it. If you got emotionally moved, you would allow that to happen. You would, if you had an opinion on something, you would say it. And yeah, so that also too, like the whole experience was like, man, there is, because sometimes we haven't had done one of these events in a while,
right?
And you kind of wonder, like, do people still want, you know, this? Are they still in for this journey? Because there's more to still do, and you know, more stories to get through or whatever.
Yep.
And we came away with this like desire to be like, yeah,
yo, big time.
Yeah, let's have a return. Let's start getting people back on the podcast, back involved.
Shout outs going, baby.
Yeah. Just
share the stories, you know.
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah. And to everyone's credit, like again, I didn't feel worthy of that, but I left thinking like, man, I feel so good about what we've done. I feel so good about like maybe who I am really, at least what other people might think. And it made me feel humbled and empowered and not worthy at all. But like, I was like, okay, there's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for, you know.
Yes, sir.
It was that kind of kind of vibe. And yeah, some people who'd been at events in the past didn't come, maybe because they don't want to or whatever. There are other people who couldn't come just because they couldn't make it. It was just one of those things.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking to Kurt Jones, I was talking to Stephen Matthew, and just, you know, things came up
but
it was a moment where I sat around and I'm like, man, I thought about the echoes, you know, like the echoes of previous times, and I thought about like this person would really love this, or this person would really enjoy this, or I'd love to see this person, you know, interact with someone else. But in that way, it gave me kind of like a perspective shift towards the future of like what we can do in the future and how we can keep doing this thing, man.
Yeah,
because we didn't know before.
No, and think about how many people we met this time that we didn't meet before that are now just like,
oh, dude,
it's like,
didn't even know we're there.
I mean, you know, you see an Instagram profile, or you see it's different, and so I guess to meet and shake your hand and hug you and sort of be there and have fellowship with you is totally different.
Yep.
And everyone's welcome. That's the cool thing.
Absolutely.
Is that like, Lane and I don't know. I mean, sometimes even if we don't have enough food for you, we'll still just sit and talk with you.
We'll get some pizzas.
We'll just hang out.
Yeah.
And that was so just mind blowing for me again, it being 6 years away from the last one. And I think I told you, it's sort of like a shadow was banished.
Yeah.
essentially, right? Yeah. Like a shadow was lifted.
Yeah.
Off of us, because I don't know, we didn't have a great time doing some of the Rings of Power stuff, and we had some leftover sort of bad feels from the pandemic and the way the podcast sort of like shaped out not doing LAP3. There's reasons we didn't do things. Yeah. There's things that we kind of needed to go through some healing or some separation and stuff, and people felt that and they knew it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just telling you guys right now, it's on like Donkey Kong, buddy. It's like, yeah. I mean, I cannot wait. Yeah. So if you want to, we can kind of transition a little bit into some of that.
Yeah, you want to? Let's do it.
I just want to tell. So we are coming back with a bang.
Yeah, we are, dude. With a bang. I had no idea.
With a bang.
I was going to say with a vengeance, with a fire.
Yeah, I thought. I was thinking big bang.
Big bang with a big bang.
Like the creation.
Yeah, dude.
Like the creation of.
You scoundrel.
That's actually blasphemy though to say it was a big bang. I don't think that's how it went down.
Well,
unless it was a drum, a big old.
I was
old,
just gonna say a percussion drum, daggum, or percussion drum, a bass drum. I don't know what
it was, something
or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, I feel like So we're gonna get back into the Silmarillion. We're gonna start from the beginning.
This will be it's gonna be a reread and a new read through.
I know,
because we started it.
We started. We did two episodes. We did two. We did two, and then we're like, God, dude, I don't know if this. I don't know, man. And we get that cloud was over us. Like,
I think
God, I can't imagine of having done that and feeling sort of the way that we felt and just not having the feel doing it after LAP3. Mm-hmm. It feels so right, because it's like on such a high, and we went through and did our work and some of our homework in terms of like unfinished tales leading up to LAP3.
Yeah.
And so we got our feet wet a little
bit.
Just
been more time too to kind of ruminate in that age or whatever. And dude, even for Concerning Hobbits, I've been looking back to, there's stuff that I've incorporated to the scripts and that we've built into the story that harkens back to those like initial time, like the elves waking up. That's in season one. There's an allusion to that. There's like an old tale that's told. So getting more comfortable for me, it's like helpful to tie it to the things I love, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To tie it to how can I tie something way in the distant past to Hobbits? How can I tie it to what would happen in the Shire, or why the Shire is the way it is? And if you can do that, then you make it real, right? You have a kind of like a common thread or whatever that you can build upon. And so I'm ready.
And
you've been ready, Tolkien tutor.
I think that's a good call though, like what you're talking about with tying things back to what we know and love, because we're going back to the beginning. We're going to do the Silmarillion. We're going to go bi-weekly. The old format's coming back.
Fortnite farewell.
So we're tying it back to some literal old like things that were good.
Right people, here, people, right? Look at this.
People want the whistle. They want the Shadowfax.
Gosh, that's for you,
they
Steve.
Want this. They, yeah, on. That's for Steve.
Come on.
And they want the quick council. We heard all this kind of stuff. And, and so...
And it was a question before. It was a shadow. We were like, I don't know. You know, do people? Yeah, and we
like
thought, yeah. Do you like it? And it was a It was an affirmation of that, or a reaffirmation. It was like literally people saying like, we loved hearing about your families and your lives
conjunction.
I'm thinking about conjunctivitis because I just got over that.
Oh God.
Or whatever you call pink eye. The weaker eye of Sauron. I don't know. But but it felt like it. But that was something that we were like, okay, and we realized we haven't done that for years. We had kind of put that on the back burner for multiple reasons. But one of those was we let some of those loud voices kind of get in our head a little bit, admittedly. We'll say it. When we've done something, when something's gotten to us, we usually fess up to it. But we heard a lot of people being like, we don't give a shit about your personal lives. I'm here for Tolkien. And that kind of like rung. And usually we can shake that stuff off.
Yeah,
we go Baker Mayfield and be like, all right, that's a chip on the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Michael Jordan, who is the they? We don't know.
Yeah, right.
And but it did kind of, maybe because we didn't have enough of these events, right? Enough of this time where it was like, okay, that's just one person. And so we thought, you know, maybe we do just kind of focus on Tolkien's works and we don't really talk about our own, personal lives. But I'm glad to bring that back. I'm glad that in the same way we have real life experiences that people can put to our faces, so do people who were there. Like they've met our kids, they've met our wives, they've met, they've seen our family in the flesh, just like we've seen theirs. And dude, nothing humanizes somebody like seeing them with their family. Nothing makes you just like step back and admire. I was doing it. I was watching these families interact. I'm like, ah, this is beautiful. Like there is so much good here. So, anyway.
And I think, that really has got us just fired up to kind of go back into the old formats.
Yep.
And one thing we're bringing back, it was resounding, everyone wanted it, which was Discord.
Discord is back. Are we on Discord?
Discord's coming back, baby.
Susie just let out a hee-yoo.
Yeah, it's coming back. And
I don't know if she makes it, does that sound.
Does she do that?
Exclamatory. Probably Ethan. Ethan probably makes
it. Yeah, that was Ethan. Yeah. but I mean, I think, because she told me so many cool stories where she'd be like, driving somewhere and she's like, okay, tonight's a Discord night. It's a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Discord night. Yeah. And so she would have the phone on real quick and she could just type to us and she could type to other people and you know, could hear a tidbit of us like warming up and we always made it a thing. And so another thing we've talked to our wives about this is being like every other month. So we do two episodes a month. We go back to our Fortnite, you know, sort of routine. Gosh. But we're going to try to get together and we're going to try to like have Lane up at my place.
Yep.
And because one of the cool things that really made it fun was that
toe touches,
the sitting down, the Black Riders, dude, there's some stuff up in the North Farthing, bro.
When we go out, I can't wait to record. I know what's going to happen. We're going to be out in your backyard.
Oh, man.
We're going to have a fire pit going and we're going to be looking down into that valley.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we're going to be reading about dragons or Balrogs.
Oh, my God.
Or the Dark Lord himself.
Dude.
I don't know. And there's going to be some Discord rising. We'll probably see some UFO. I can't wait for those moments, right?
Well,
people brought up, last weekend, they brought up the Black Riders.
They did.
And
they
was like, yeah, that was a real thing. And Ez goes, I can vouch for it, guys. That was not played up.
Multiple episodes.
They were stalking us, too.
I was like, what's going on in Amanda, dude? What's going on? And then literally, the wild. I mean, I'm thinking about it was definitely actually like, there was booze and booze. You know what I'm saying? There legitimately was.
Yeah, there was both of those.
And I think there'll be more of that.
There better be. I hope so. God. Yeah.
But, So along with that, we're also bringing back, we've done, over the years, we've done just like the fellowship on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're bringing back the tiers, baby. We're bringing back
the tiers.
Pop in if you want.
Unnumbered tiers.
Unnumbered tiers,
well,
baby.
Well, there's numbers
on that was a bad battle, though.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyways, so there will be numbered tiers.
We're gonna.
They won't be unnumbered. oh God, but no, I think people who want to support us, cool beans. If not, literally totally cool. We have some fun perks planned in there.
Yes.
We'll have you guys go check that out. Should be up. I'll try to get it up before this episode. How about that? How
dang,
about that?
Brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So go check out
put
the new.
Put me on the spot and go check it out.
Reformatted Patreon.
I think I'll have them up there either day of or day before or day after. One of the two. So just give me maybe a day's grace when the episode comes up. They should be there. So I want you guys to go check it out.
And the cool thing is, like, it really is. I mean, here's a little life update. Ez and I are both in single-income families.
Yes, we are.
You know, the ways that our lives have changed in the last four years, that's just how it is. So we've thought to ourselves, too, like, how can we A, make a little bit of supplemental income for our families, not so we can go out and buy a Porsche, you know, although a DeLorean's on the docket, but just help us, you know, be able to almost kind of do some of the, when, you know, because you get in the thick of recording sometimes, and it is, as much as we feel empowered now, as motivated as we feel, sometimes it does feel like a grind, because you know how we get, we're supposed to record for 20 minutes, we've been here for 45, right?
I know.
And we think about, what do people want, you know, how can we talk, how can we bring people in, how can we connect the story to our own lives? There's just so much to work through that you can't always do it with a low energy or a low amount of time.
No.
So, anyway, we thought about that, but there are going to be other ways, not just Patreon, where you can support Ez and Lane, where you can support this community, this podcast, and like we talked about, I won't say it just in case we don't. Should I say
it? Well, we might be.
We thought about migrating
our
platform.
We're thinking about migrating the platform, and possibly once we do that, we'll let you know because you guys can support us by simply just
subscribing
to that,
liking,
that platform,
following,
liking, following,
comments,
reviews,
all that,
kind
of stuff. So that'd be a simple way to kind of support us and help us as well. As we dive back into a proper return.
Yeah, and let me just quickly, I guess, just to get a little hype,
hype. Yeah, give us some hype.
So,
come on, dog.
We are going to continue on with the Ark and Stone podcast, which is the exclusive
Ark
and Stone podcast feed.
Yeah, boy.
It's been there. I don't really call it out because it's like, again, that started 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I forgot that it was even called that
with
the other
day. With some toasters, right?
Dude, it was, oh, God.
Was that, is
toasters.
That one of the Ark and Stone?
Yeah, we had all of that stuff in there. So, I put everything that we used to have, like the appendices. We had different names for different stuff, but it is all under the Ark and Stone podcast feed.
Dang, okay? Dude.
It's all in the Ark and
Stone. I don't think I even knew that.
No,
I was
it's
like,
exclusive,
wait,
dog. It's exclusive. I put it all in there. It's in the $5 tier.
I don't have
access. Lane's like, dang on, son. How much do I owe you? $5?
I get a discount?
$4.75, dude. All right. So there's going to be new stuff in there. We've been putting in the things, the summer school stuff is going in there. Any fun sort of like exclusive podcast that we do is going in there.
Yeah.
We are thinking about, we will have Discord at the next tier, which is like a live listen. Mm-hmm. And get in there and chat. We're going to be back in there with you guys.
We're going to record those too as well, right? So there'll be extra content, so the conversations won't be lost.
They won't be lost. So if you're in that, you can't make it for Discord night, you'll hear Melkor's Discord.
Yeah, dude.
You'll get that drop.
Very relevant now too, finally.
For sure.
About time.
I know. Yeah. And then moving on, like, we actually have a very easy way. It's a simple link. You click it, you record, and your voice is on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be one of the tiers, as well as a guaranteed read of anything that you want to put. If you don't want to speak, you can also just type something.
Yeah,
it's a guaranteed
read. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's a guaranteed way to get your stuff in there. And I love this because I tried it out the other day, dude, and it's so freaking easy.
Yeah.
You can do it from your phone. You can do it from any computer anywhere. And
the equivalent of voice notes?
It's a voice note, dude. It's so sick, dude.
That's awesome.
You can simply just be like, I get a 20-second thought. They're doing this chapter. Hey, I want to get my thoughts in on Fingolfin about XYZ. Or, hey, guys, I've never understood XYZ. Can you whatever? That guarantees your shout out, and it guarantees you a voice on the pod.
And
we'll scatter those in the pod, beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
And it's I think it'd be really cool. It's a way for you to be a part of the. It's to co-create. It's to be a part of this whole thing, because that's what I felt like this weekend. I was like, man, this just feels like talking to Steve. Jeez, dude. Just the amount of he was bringing me back to things that we had done in the podcast that I had forgotten
about.
You know,
I wish Steve had the kind of like imagination and foresight too to understand that Orlando Bloom would be. I had this thought this weekend. Orlando Bloom would be the perfect 007 James Bond.
Yeah, I think I saw a post about this.
Yeah. But he wouldn't know anything about that. So when that does happen, I get all credit for that.
Okay.
But okay. Huge shout out to Steve. But yeah, no, dude. Yeah, you're right. Looking around and being like, there's so many voices here. We had it during so we had like trivia, which you're gonna hear, and then we also had like a kind of a Q&A where people came up and asked questions, and mostly Joe Lewis answered. But we also
Joe, bless him.
Joe was in his freaking element, dog.
He was
amped, and I loved seeing it. The speech was great, and him walking around as Bill Joe was awesome, But anyway, I saw it from all those questions. We both witnessed it. It was like, dude, some questions that weren't even asked. All right.
Yeah.
You shout out to Jim.
Yeah,
Jim of the Dan Bell Boys. And Shannon had a great question, too.
I know, dude.
About video games. But all these different ideas and topics that people want to discuss, that's like, they don't come to our minds because we, you know, everybody's mind and imaginations, everything can go to different, take them to different places. And it's when we come together that it's great. So that'll be amazing.
Well,
yeah.
On the fly, I'm just now thinking that. Yeah. You know, as we build in segments, like thinking about a new segment or whatever, I feel like, should I tell people what you just did?
Don't forget the picking.
Don't forget the picking. God dang, dude.
Hey, after a long day in a dry environment.
I ain't cutting that out.
You gotta dig for gold like the dwarves,
Jeez,
dog.
Yeah, well, boy. They're delving deep. Lanes.
That was bloody, wasn't
that was,
it?
What was that? Look like you've been...
Oh, you know those ones that go on the inside of your nostril?
Hold on. You know when you're like
the
working,
cartilage boogers?
You're tearing out plaster and stuff and all that, and your nose just gets dirty, and you got all this stuff. You got like
black boogers.
God, dude.
That was one of them cartilage ones.
No one ever talks about that kind of stuff, but you know Frodo and Sam had black, dark boogers.
Mordor boogers?
Mordor boogers.
Good Lord, dude.
Mordor boogers.
That's the stink of sulfur. They'd smell like farts, too, man.
Oh, God. Can we make a Mordor boogers t-shirt?
Well, we can't. Can I do a quick plug?
Yes, come on,
son. So this is a long time coming. Ez is going to get back to what he was talking about in a second after I derailed him with my booger. But there's another cool thing for Patreon that we're going to have, and also for everyone. So TeePublic has been kind of our t-shirt spot for a long time. Now, I'm not making any promises yet because this might just be a harebrained idea. But I was talking to my buddy Rob.
I like it.
Rob Thorson, right? Who, huge shout out to Rob. If you have a Patreon t-shirt, it came from Rob. If you have one of the Up Talking Tolkien tees, not the uglies, the kind of more, you know, refined ones, although a lot of people love those uglies, dude. Susie had hers on
at
the party.
Dude, I love,
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Those all came from because of Rob Thorson, an amazing guy, creative genius, one of my best friends in the whole world. Anyway, I got to him and I was like, hey, dude, how unrealistic would it be for me to get like enough supplies and equipment to do screen printing at home? Because the party t-shirts were great, but I kind of ran into some issues. And I just thought to myself, if I could make these myself and they could still be legit, like that would just be a great benefit on so many different levels. So that's kind of what it is to not bury the lead. That's sort of what we're looking at is like I'm going to try and get some screen printing equipment, some materials, and you know, t-shirts, totes, tote bags, koozies, stuff like that, bookmarks. I'm thinking about really kind of starting slow, but going crazy, and so that would be another little thing on Patreon. So yes, we could have Mordor Boogers as a T-shirt, just you and me. You know, we could have. Are we on Discord? Maybe those. That's a Patreon T-shirt. Maybe you get a complimentary Concerning Hobbits. You know, word mark T-shirt. Maybe you can get on, and we'll find a way for you to buy these online. You can get a dang dude, school call. Maybe you get a. Are you absent, young man?
What's going on?
Maybe you get a instead of having to go to T Public. There's Posty.
Good God!
You said
goodness. That's good. copyright.
Oh, dude! Huge shout out to Jake too and Lana who were just at Post Malone. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, really?
In London.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. So, and instead of going to T Public, you'd be able to come to us, and they would be T-shirts that are screen printed in Amanda, you mm-hmm, know, which mm-hmm, would be kind of mm-hmm. cool and hand screen printed. And my cousin Chad was another person I talked to who they did it for their band Mosant. So yeah. Anyway, I talked to Rob and he was like, "You could do it, man." He said, "With your interest level and your insanity," he didn't say it that way. That's how I interpreted it. You could make it happen. So anyway, another little possible perk.
No, but I love that idea, and I love that you're going to be, you know, doing that. Here's what I was thinking when you were saying all of that. I thought this is kind of like you're in your own forge. You're kind of like Keller Brimborn it out there, dude.
So the print smith?
You're literally like a smith of Aragion. You need a new name.
What am I? This
I don't know what you'd call it, but I feel like you're out there. I could see you sweating over these tees, just pressing them hard, pressing them in there. I mean,
the
I'm
T-Smith.
Just,
the T-Smith.
You're the T-Smith.
Something like that. Dude. Like the
we need a name. We need a name for
screen print.
You guys, let me know what name this is. I want pictures of him, cuz I've always wanted to like get into like maybe some metalwork and forging, because I think it's cool.
Chad
and it's kinda,
brought that up. He's talked to us about that before at
it's
Amanda.
Badass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really cool.
You have a spot in your backyard. You can
I
totally
do.
Do
I do. Like I honestly, shed? Dude. I imagine like the Illinois boys.
Oh yeah, dude. The Danville boys.
They'd be out there with the freaking at the forge, dude.
Yeah, they would.
Maybe out
man.
There at the forge. We'd just be shooting the. You
Jim
know
would
what?
Be doing
we'd
it all
just,
night.
Oh my God.
Get back here, you pansies.
God, dude. That.
Yeah, you would.
Real quick story. If we're not telling every
Let's
story
go,
at
come
the
on.
Thing.
Give one, though.
But, dude, I swear to God, and I won't say all the details. I slide in, the first time I slide into this booth next to Alex, and I reach my hand across there to Jim.
Who we got here?
Dude, and it was just, he was an unexpected, I mean, I knew we were going to meet Alex, and I was stoked for that, but I literally did not expect to meet this guy, Jim, and his buddy, and, dude, this guy had me rolling.
You know, it's funny because they kind of build Shannon as the wild card, but I honestly, I don't know, man. Jim strikes me as one as well.
Shannon is a wild card. I won't tell all these stories.
Okay, but
I mean, Shannon's a dog.
He lives up to that reputation.
He's a dog.
Okay,
they're
okay.
All, they're, dude, all three of them were, man. My God. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like you're out there in the.
Maybe.
You got your own forge, and you're forging these tees.
Maybe. Wouldn't
you're
it be funny to, like, forge t-shirts shirtless? Right,
dude.
like
then we could sell that top tier. Top tier, man.
I gotta get back in shape first.
God, do we get to,
maybe
get
you, maybe not
you, do we could get like a sauna situation in there? You know what I mean, guys?
Just
I mean
pump heat out there.
Okay, now that leads us to a if you guys want this or not.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
What were you thinking about the name for this?
The cracks of doom
or a druin
with a capital R-U-I-N.
We've always talked about doing some pretty. This is not for kids. This would not be for kids.
No,
this would be for those of you that enjoy a little, what do you call it? Unfiltered.
Uncensored. Yeah.
Just laying it as. So if you ever want that, that's going
to
be like top tier. We would probably.
We'd have to make sure that our schools could never
We might not do it.
Maybe we're the only members of that.
Yeah, unless you guys send us like full time, you know, then. Whatever.
Insurance and benefits.
I want to say too. So like, if you guys get on there and you see any tiers that are like executive producer or producer tiers, those are people who just you throw them out there for major recognition. Oh, dude, one of the things I was gonna say. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah,
let me back up.
It's okay.
Like I thought about making a whole new segment.
Segment.
I can't. We're back at it.
We're ready to go to bed.
We're back at it, dude.
We're getting tired.
Segment. We'll wrap up with this. So a segment where people can when they send those voice things in, like if you ask us a question, we'll do like a. a whole segment where we just answer those people at that tier and their questions, like week by week, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like a producer role, like deciding kind of what we talk about on the show is, yeah, that is something content. That, yeah.
So
yeah,
that but in a form, kind of
like a formal way. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm excited. I think just all around, like with the
did
t-shirts
you wrap up
and
that
the,
one thought though?
Which one?
Before I wanted the t-shirts.
Oh. What one was that? No, that was it. I just did.
Okay.
That was it.
God, dude.
That was the one. I was trying to. I'm sitting there struggling, dude. We got straight. It's like when this podcast starts.
Yeah.
It's like the fastest growing vines you can imagine. They're going everywhere.
It's like
and like some of them wrap around the house. We lose track of them. Yeah, you know, dude. They're just like, it's crazy. So
and then a tiger pops out. And you're like, wait a minute, what?
It's scary, dude.
What's happening?
Anyway, So, yeah, we just wanted to pop on here and say we love you guys. Yeah. Sincerely love you guys.
Yes.
Old friends, long-lost friends, new friends.
Friends we never knew we had.
Friends we never knew. People who are still out there that have not reached out. Let me be, okay, here's
didn't,
something.
Didn't Bryce say it to you? He's like, I've been in the shadows, man.
Been in the shadows. Many of you are in the shadows.
Him and Jared were good hangs, dude.
Dude, so good.
Yeah.
But I literally know there's so many people out there who just, you know, just don't want the attention, don't want whatever, and we got people in other countries, bro.
I know.
Listening, that just I love you guys. And so feel free to reach out and even if it's just hearing your voice. Like, I love hearing voices on the pod.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make that an option for people, and I make it more accessible and just have fun with that. We're still going to do Hobbit Hotlines where you can still call in and it's free and everybody has access to the show and things. But man, dude,
those are some of the best episodes. Those Hobbit Hotlines. I love those Hobbit Hotlines.
They really are.
Yeah.
So, but guys, we love you. We appreciate you. The old format's coming back. We're firing it up. We're going to be doing the Silmarillion. We're going to release the schedule. I've even talked about after the Silmarillion, just going in chronological order all the way back through.
Yeah.
The whole dang thing.
Revisitation. I almost think it's time. Because I think it's been a decade.
By the time we get through the Silmarillion.
It will be.
And we march through some Second Age stuff or different stories. Guys, there's tales upon tales here.
Yeah.
You know, I could stop for a second and talk about Mablung the Mighty. You could literally just do an episode on him. Yeah. I'm realizing you can literally just go.
Is that a dragon? Mablung?
Elf.
Okay.
First stage, we'll get there.
That sounds like a dragon, doesn't it?
But Mablung. Hey, remember the other day when you asked me, like, like the king that I fell in love with, Elu Thingol, and you, like, said his name? I was like,
wait a minute.
What was that his name? This is the guy I said I loved so much. I'm like, wait, what was that his name?
Why does First Age do it? It's because there's no movies, man. There's no content on it.
Well, that's what I told people at the party. I said one of the good things that came out of the Rings of Power was now you can really hear the pronunciations and you can associate sort of even though I don't like all the images, but you can get the names down. You can get the associations, the regions, the settings, and you know, and so on. So really cool. But we're going to get into all that stuff in the First Age. And I feel like it's just going to be so cool to take it all the way back. Because think about this. When you get into the Fellowship, dude, rereading that will be freaking amazing.
I know it will.
Like, that would be amazing. When we get there, dude, I can't even imagine.
You know what hit me today? It's another little side. We haven't gone long for a long time, that's what she said. But I was had a couple of minutes of downtime at school today, and I whipped out this book that I have that I'm using for season 2 concerning Hobbits. It's literally The Flora of Middle-earth. It's from two biologists out of, I want to say, like, maybe New England. Massachusetts area or something. Maybe Vermont, something like that. Anyway, it's literally this like 200 or 300 page book that is beautiful. It's got a bunch of old, like, wood carved prints for the art. Yeah. And it literally goes through all the plants that Tolkien names.
Dang.
And whether they're fictitious or real, if they're fictitious, they try to find, or just in the legendarium, they try to find, like, their what Tolkien would have been inspired by in real life.
Yeah.
And so they just talk about, like, they classify them by, like, phylum and genus and all this stuff. They talk about the whole first part of the book is, like, the anatomy of flowers and plants. It's incredible. And then there's these maps where, like, the growing regions, what they would have been like, and where these plants would have populated and naturally thrived and stuff. Anyway, the cool thing is they tie it to the story, right? To keep it from being, like, too much of just a science book, they literally have, like, these wood prints of like parts of the story, whether they be first, second, or third age, or even fourth. And then they have quotes from the book. And one of them for the apples, the apple trees, apple plant, it was literally from Fellowship of the Ring after they leave Bree. And it's Sam's quote where he says he's having a couple of the apples that Hob and Bob had given him. Right?
Oh my.
And I'd forgotten about this moment. And I thought, I'm going to give it to you in the radio drama. I'm going to give you this line because I think it's a beautiful tie back.
Yeah.
He's sitting there having an apple, and he says, apples for walking and smoking and pipeweed for sitting. like smoking for sitting. Wow. And I'm like, what a cool little hobbity phrase. And I'm like, I forgot about that moment.
Yep.
I know I would have fixated on it at one point, but it's been, you know, 8 years or something. And I'm like, it made me think, I can't wait to read. It made me feel like it's we're due for a read through, a formal kind of like purposeful. Yeah.
Because honestly, like when we did it, we went through it, I haven't really gone back myself and read, listen.
Yeah.
Like Lottie just did one in German. She did every read. And she was like, did you know this happened? And I was like, yeah, that did happen.
Dude, she was talking to me about it. And she was like, you know, how do you think this word is said in German? Like all these cool linguistic things too. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh my gosh.
Pretty sick. Pretty sick. She was, man. So it's definitely due. And so that's sort of the long-term game here for us is that we're back, baby. We're feeling it. We're looking forward. I mean, even options for LAP4. We want it to be more. When we do it, we're going to talk to Susie about this. I think she might be able to help us or anyone who can help us improve sort of like where we do it, we don't know, how we do it, when we do it. But we want it to be more like we want to be present. I want to be more present, and I want to be more if that makes sense.
I will tell you it's things I miss. Things I miss that were like the intimacy of the backyard, right?
Yeah.
I missed having a fire.
Yeah,
I miss not having to worry about time. Like we were worried, we're really concerned about like what time does this start? What time are we able to get in here? What time do we need to get out of here? Do we need to, at the end? It was like, do we need to stay later?
I know.
And we actually want to leave. I also missed having alcohol. Like I'm not gonna lie about
that.
I thought about you know LEP2. You had Ben Wireman showing up with the golden perch bottles and bottles of it. And we had, you know, I don't know, cool ciders and drinks, and it wasn't a big deal. And so, if you wanted to smoke a pipe, you can smoke a pipe in
the
backyard.
That's right.
Yep. You can't, which is fine.
It was free, wasn't it?
It was free, dude.
You just said, no, you had a freedom out of it. Just, it was, you,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it was free. Technically, it was free. But
I felt like I was barefoot at this LEP, but I didn't feel like my toes could really stretch out.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit.
I got you.
And I don't think anyone else felt that. I don't think they were even thinking about it. But for me, I was like, man, I just miss a little bit of that. A little bit of that kind of informality almost.
Yeah, yeah,
and even when we were recording, it was like, we were like, you know, it was kind of like a big space and like we're at a table and it's like echoing everywhere. And I'm like, man, this would just feel a little more natural, like standing in the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like we could still have a speaker, but, you know, we wouldn't have to be so far away. We could like walk around and like, you know, I don't know, it's just a little more. Yeah. Yeah. So there's things that I miss that I would love to bring back in the future. So,
agreed.
And I think other people would appreciate them as well. So
I think the Danville boys were asking me what it's like in Amanda. And so
I mean that's a thing, man. We might be back. Yeah, it would be for where it all started. Yeah,
honestly, if we took, I was thinking about this, like the venue was beautiful and I love that park. I'm glad people got to see the North Farthing.
Absolutely,
for sure. But I'm like, man, we could have taken that money and every dollar on Patreon really does go to kind of support this type of thing.
Yeah,
it would be to like cater it and to do different things where we could be more relaxed and just have more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about it in the future.
More soup next time.
More soup. Hey, the boys like the soup, though.
The soup was gone, dude.
They went over there. I mean, David Fogel had three bowls.
Did he?
He's trying all three.
The soup was gone. We had two chilies. The pulled pork disappeared. I didn't get a bite of it. Did you eat? I didn't eat anything that day.
I actually had. I snuck in with Susie. I was like, careful, sit in here. I'm going to give me a quick little pulled pork.
Yeah.
And then
I had potatoes. I'll take it back. I had potatoes for the cook-off. But that was it.
I kept going back, and she was just like, I had this one small plate that I was trying to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just never got around to eating it.
Yeah.
And I kind of bite here, whatever. Yeah. And so then it was, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But I had some of the pulled pork. That's what I remember. Just a dab.
Was it okay?
It was good.
Good.
It was good.
I was worried about it. It's been a while since I made it.
But, dude, Shannon, I'm telling you, I went over there to Shannon at the Danville boys. And, dude, he was going on bowl number two. And I was like,
Damn, dude,
he was like, it was mine. It was my chili.
Oh, my gosh. Baby. Oh, wow, dude.
God, he got that chili in him.
Wow,
oh, my God.
He is deranged then. He's deranged.
Oh, shoot, dude. Hey, no, it was funny. Awesome. I was talking to Jim about the chili, and he goes, I was telling him I got beef in there. He's like, what's the ratio? What's the ratio?
Yeah.
And I was like, you mean like
bean to meat?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, no.
Oh no.
He was talking about. I said I got 3 pounds of ground beef in there. He said.
Okay.
He said, what's the fat ratio on that?
Okay.
And I was nervous. Yeah. I was nervous.
10%.
10%. I almost said. I was like gonna lie and say, you know, 90-10. I said, bro, it's old-fashioned 80-20, dog. And he was like, let's go, dude. He was,
get some of that oil floating on top.
I just felt like they I felt like we went to school with those dudes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like we really went to school with them. And
yep.
God, it made me feel good. His face lit up when I said 80-20. And I was like, oh, yeah, baby. He was raised on that 80-20. Some of us was on 73, whatever.
Hey, it was whatever you get. It was all fat.
throw a lump of lard in there. That's the chili. That's the flavor you get. God. Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, all right.
That was amazing. Everyone who came, thank you so much for coming, making the effort, or whatever. I don't know if it was an effort. You know what I mean? Like, taking your time, I guess, to spend time with us, because we loved every second of it. We could go on forever. Yep. We could talk about each one of you. In the coming months and until the next time. Much love to y'all. Thanks for all your support over all the years and for this brand new chapter where the shadow, the clouds have cleared. We're looking at some blue sky right now.
Yes, we are.
And it's kind of how it feels. I feel like blue sky on my soul. I feel, like a weight's been sort of lifted in a lot of different ways, but, yeah. Good. Yeah, it's good.
It's good. So thanks to all you guys. We'll be back. We'll give you a schedule coming up soon. We'll kind of post that and get you guys oriented on our Friday. It's going to be Discords on Friday nights they were before. Every other fortnight. It's going to be lit, dude. You're going to freaking love it. I swear to you.
Yeah.
We're going to love it too. So love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't forget the sniffing. Frodo lives. Knows.
I got a new one.
What do you got?
Aru sings. You like that?
And he sings, boy, yeah.
Let's start it off with a bang, boy. Ooh, get that drum out.
Yeah. You think that's how he sounds? You think he's got a little draw? He's just like, oh, man. Dude, you know what I was singing on the way down here? Frodo, the nine-fingered, yeah.